The Holiest, Children of Abraham, All Prophecies Are Fulfilled. Tablet 14. The next prophet did not come from the children of Abram, Arabs, or Abraham, Hebrews. God will bring a people whom He loves, and they would love Him. Quran, The Table Spread, Ayah 54. This verse is the prediction of the coming of another prophet. He would not come from Arabs, but from another nation. That is why the next prophet came from Persia. He brought the truth of the fifth seal described in the Revelation. He was Bab, Baha'u'llah, and the religion was Baha'i, the teachings of Bab. Prophet Muhammad is Khatam, the last of the prophets in the sense of spiritual understanding. That is why prophets or messengers after Islam did not bring any higher spiritual truths than what had already been revealed to humanity. But new understandings were necessary to complete the greatest sign. Also, with the coming of Christ and Prophet Muhammad, the promises given to Abram or Abraham about his seed Ishmael and Isaac, that the nations of the earth would be blessed through them, were fulfilled. That is why the next prophet did not come from the children of Abram or Abraham, but from the people who closely associated with them, Persians. Abraham was Persian, Median, himself. God is no longer obligated to any special people. With fulfillment of all the promises God had given to Abram's and Abraham's seed, which were explained, He is no longer obligated to any special people. Now, humans once more are equal. These historical events have happened according to the scriptures to make humans again understand that they are not left alone in this world with no one looking after them, or that they can do whatever they want, or that they can choose their ways as they please. Once more, God is trying to awaken man to understand that He exists. He expects man to understand this, give up his little false ego, and follow Him and His laws. Only those who do so will be regarded as greater than the rest. Those who keep their limited egos and do not come to the path of righteousness will suffer the consequences of their actions and will go far astray. Those who go to Him will reach salvation through His grace. All earthly powers will be humbled. Through all of history, when we study the progress of great nations, those which became conquerors and prosperous went through several stages, a period of great struggle before emerging as great people, then a time of progress toward greatness, then a long period of laxity or steadiness, and then the period of decline. Also, when we study the life cycle of these great nations, we realize that in the beginning of the time of their struggle, they possessed a great deal of religious beliefs and disciplines. Especially, we find out that the family structure was important and was very close and strong. However, as they progressed toward prosperity, their discipline broke down, their beliefs became forgotten, the family closeness was destroyed, and many other symptoms were created, such as egotism, excessive preoccupation with sports, like the Romans and their gladiators, looseness of sexual relationships, emphasis on body gratification, over-prosperity and laziness, dullness of the mind, high expectation of others to respect their excesses, and so on. In short, when a nation or people are oppressed and are struggling toward the release of that situation, they trust in God and follow His laws more or less. But when they become prosperous, They trust in themselves and go against his laws. This brings their doom. We can trace this trend almost in any situation about any nation or people. The very loud example are the Hebrews, who through a great struggle and with the help of God became a great nation and then declined to the grace. Or the Roman Empire, which through their great philosophy and endeavors reached a very great position and then declined. This trend has been shown throughout history to man, so that he might become awakened, that there is no other way but God's way, as he has declared to the children of Israel thousands of years ago. Leviticus chapter 26. Ye shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land, to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 26, verse 1. Only the invisible God unifies. Any other images, any image, will separate man from man. That is why God is so opposed to images and says, "For I am the Lord your God." The invisible God and the one for whom no one can make any image. At the same time, every image is He. However, only worshipping Him in the invisible form can unify all men. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field their fruit. Leviticus 26, verses 3 and 4. As it is described in the books, the base, the essence, etc., everything is made from consciousness and the three gunas, even our minds and actions. So, our thoughts and actions affect the whole universe and its levels of being. That is why, when man becomes corrupt, the earth, climate, and everything else becomes corrupt also. Then the climate will change and man will suffer because of his actions. So God goes on and reveals what will happen if men follow his laws and commandments, how prosperous they will become, how they will gain the power over the enemies, and so on, by His grace, until verse 14. Then He describes what will happen if they do not follow Him. But if ye will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. Leviticus 26, verses 14 to 16. Then is when the tribulation starts. That is why the world tribulation is affecting men all over the earth, because all of them have fallen short of following His laws. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. And if ye will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass. Leviticus 26, verses 17 to 19. That is exactly what happens to those who break His laws. In fact, no man can break His laws, but he can only break himself against them. He will break the pride of the power of those nations that lose their trust in Him, and they will fall. To walk with God is not just to praise Him, have many ceremonies, or talk about Him, but to establish justice, to help the oppressed, and to stand for truth. Those who lose these qualities lose the pride of their powers also. When His grace is withdrawn, they are doomed, as history has shown us. That is exactly what is happening in the world today. All the earthly leaders are trying to bring peace, but because they have forgotten the basic laws of the Lord, they are going more and more towards self-destruction. This can be prevented when the truth prevails and destroys all the wrong concepts of the humans. As in the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar in the book Daniel chapter 2, the stone which is the symbol of the truth hit the clay-like base of the image, destroyed it to ashes, and then filled the world.